USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Another law enforcement officer has lost his life in recent hours here in America as a deputy was fatally shot during a traffic stop in Houston early today. Police say Harris County Corporal Charles Galloway was shot multiple times when a man simply opened fire as he got out of a vehicle during a traffic stop. Galloway was a 12-year veteran of the department and he died at the scene. And police are still looking for that suspect. Meanwhile, hundreds of New Yorkers are calling for unity, holding a vigil outside the 32nd precinct in Harlem last night. They were mourning the loss of a 22-year-old NYPD officer. Mayor Eric Adams also on hand and voiced his unwavering support for police. This is USA Radio News.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. An increasing number of things are falling apart daily. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, and that includes food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take this moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. My Patriot Supply has earned over 47,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious food kits average 2,000 calories per day and last up to 25 years in storage, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a food kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for the news to tell you something bad happened again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
It's been an upset NFL postseason weekend. Both number one seeds eliminated from the playoffs as the Niners knocked off the top-seeded Green Bay Packers 13-10. The number one seed in the AFC also lost, Tennessee losing to the Cincinnati Bengals. A company known for the grills it makes is issuing an apology for an ill-timed recipe of the week newsletter.
Now don't be sad.
Sent to tens of thousands of subscribers, the grill maker featured a recipe for meatloaf. Unfortunately, the newsletter happened to coincide exactly with the passing of singer and actor Marvin Lee Adday, who is best known by his stage name Meatloaf. He passed away last week of COVID-related issues at 74. And this is USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Moscow is firing back at the UK after it accused the Kremlin of trying to install a pro-Russian leader in Ukraine. The Russian Foreign Ministry telling the Russian news agency the UK should, quote, stop spreading nonsense. The spokesperson claiming misinformation spread by the British Foreign Office is evidence NATO is responsible for escalating the tensions around Ukraine. The family of Sidney Poitier is planning to hold a private memorial service for the late actor. As family members said Friday, a more public memorial service could still take place once COVID-19 numbers decrease, as they say they hopefully will soon. Details on where Poitier will be laid to rest have not been disclosed. The groundbreaking actor died on January 6th at 94. Those wishing to honor his memory are being urged to donate to the United Negro College Fund and the Alzheimer's Association. And semiconductor giant Intel is planning to open a $20 billion chip plant in Ohio, probably by the end of 2025. Company officials made that announcement, noting the plant will employ upwards of 3,000 people and they'll urge good money, too, average salaries of $135,000 a year. I'm applying. The plant will be located on a 1,000-acre property near Columbus. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.